This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Connect the Dots. We're talking about performing. I'm going to speak a little bit about how to overcome stage fright, because I know that's a thing that a lot of people suffer from. But before I get into that, I want to talk a little bit about bantering and introductions and how to really get comfortable on stage. So the moment you appear in front of your audience, your performance has begun. The moment they introduce you, the moment you actually appear on stage for the very first time, this is part of your performance. In professional slam poetry, your performance timing, because you know they time you for 3 minutes, your performance timing begins the moment you first interact with your audience. Can you imagine that? The moment you first interact with your audience. So if you, for instance, have this kind of crazy entrance where you run on stage and you jump on stage in front of everyone like some kind of, you know, superhero character, that means before you even speak, you've already been, you know, your clock's already started running. So that is part of your presentation. So you want to be conscious of that. And think about how you are presenting yourself in front of your audience. But how should you start off a presentation? There are certain etiquettes as a Muslim that, for instance, you should start out with, I feel, by employing, first of all, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beginning in the name of Allah. Of course, this is some of the etiquettes we learn from even how to address an audience in Islam. Those are things that you should do, definitely. But what's important also to keep in mind is how you are going to introduce your poem. So there is kind of different schools of thoughts as to how you should approach. What I do, if anyone's ever seen me perform, is that I begin, I have this very short poem, it's like a khutbatul hajj, it's like a very beginning introduction where I greet the audience, I say assalamu alaikum, and then I just jump straight into my poem. And then once I finish that poem, because I want to really get to the point of what it is I want to say, and I want them to be entertained, I want them to be on my side from the very beginning. Once that's over, I finish my first piece, then I can start a little bit of my banter. You know, this is where I throw in a little bit of jokes, a little bit of kind of anecdotes, and I actually give maybe a story or a backstory to this next poem and why this is important and some thoughts or ideas or ayat or verses that relate to this theme or concept I'm about to, you know, speak about in this poem. But this introduction should be something which is mapped out. It shouldn't be something that you just do off the fly each time. If you know you're going to be performing this poem, then your performance should have an introduction. Each poem should have an introduction. And it should be just as thought-provoking as the poem itself, if not more. Okay? You shouldn't turn it into a lecture. Some people do that, and that's a mistake that even sometimes I make, that I'll speak for 10 minutes before a 3-minute poem. But if the theme calls for it, the topic calls for it, then by all means, go for it. But your introduction, how you actually introduce your poem, should be thought out. I hate it when people get up on stage and they'll say, you know, this next poem, I just want it to speak for itself, so I'm just going to do it. No, dude, give us something. Give us a, even if it's a more about your writing process or why you've written it or the importance of it or you know, something of that sort. Not just to kill time, which can be very helpful if you got a lot of time to kill, but also so that the audience understands a little bit more about the context behind which you are about to present this poem. Because that can actually help them engage with it a lot more. Now, on to stage fright. Stage fright is one of those things that you never really get over. So if you're looking for the kind of, you know, one tip or one piece of advice that you can implement, the magic pill you take and everything is solved, it's not going to happen. The number one solution to stage fright is simply practice. I know, right? That's the number one thing that comes to mind. The number one thing that I can really think about that has helped me overcome any fear that I have, which is practicing, 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 practicing. Practice so much that you know your poem inside and out. So like I said last video, if anything happens, any kind of act of God occurs, you know, if there's any type of commotion or if, you know, somebody on stage starts fainting or if there's an issue with the microphone, at least you know your poem enough that you can kind of flow through it. Right, but you can only do that if you practice. And through practice, you can gain something which is very important, which is confidence. Right, when you are able to gain confidence, confidence is not something that you just wake up and have. Confidence is something that you have to build over time. It's a muscle that requires a lot of patience and dedication to achieve. Meaning that you have to sometimes fail in the process. The reason why some people are not great public speakers is because they haven't spoken in public enough. The more you do it, the more you'll be better at it, the more you'll have the opportunity to do it again in the future. And then when you reach to the point where you've done it so many times, and it'll just become second nature. I have actually known people who I've seen in the beginning of their careers, they started off as very bad public presenters. They wrote some good poetry, but in front of an audience, it was really bad. And I've seen actually their transition over the years. where they've had more practice, they've spoken in front of bigger audiences, more audiences, and they gradually get better. Okay, so if you're looking to actually make this a long-term thing, you want to actually get out there and share your work, then the only way you're going to get better, the only way you're going to overcome that feeling of scared, of shy, of anger, of, oh my God, I was looking at it, is just to practice. That's really the only way out of it. And lastly, one of the things that I can say about overcoming stage fright is that, generally speaking, when you're standing in front of an audience, when you're standing in front of people who have either paid to see you perform, or have showed up to a performance, or just happen to be there while you're performing, is that they are not your enemy. The audience is not your enemy. In fact, the audience wants you to succeed. The audience wants to be entertained. They want to be enlightened. They want to be educated. So they are going to do everything possible in their own effort of making your experience as easy and as comfortable as possible. Very rarely will you perform in front of a hostile crowd. I've done it before. I've performed in some kind of like high school assemblies where you're performing in front of a bunch of 16-year-old kids who do not want to be there, and they'll look for any excuse to laugh or make fun of you on stage. That's an exception. But generally speaking, your audience is your friend. Why is that important to think about? Is because it's a lot easier performing in front of your friends than it is in front of a room of strangers. It's a lot easier, and you don't have to feel so scared and so overcome with this anxiety if you know that you're speaking in front of people who actually care about you, actually want the best for you. So view your audience as your friends, as your acquaintances, as people who are there to benefit, and I guarantee you won't be as scared to begin with while performing in front of them. And if that doesn't work, just fake it till you make it, right? Just do your best through concentration, through practice, through hard work and effort, inshallah, and you will get through it, and you will be amazing, inshallah. Jazakallah khair for watching. Stay tuned for the next Connect the Dots. I'm your host, Brother Bona Muhammad. See you all next time. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.